This is Christoph Kassoon, and you're listening to Navigating Diversity, where we explore how human beings differ, yet can find ways to relate to one another in an increasingly xenophobic socio-political climate. Today, I am joined by Alma Jam, who's currently pursuing a doctorate in educational leadership at Idaho State. Alma is a former Miss Africa Idaho and student leader on campus who has supported diversity initiatives including the installation of a peace pole on campus and serving as executive producer of the documentary The Cost of Freedom. So my first question for you is, what is cultural appropriation?
So that's an interesting question because I recently just understood the definition of cultural appropriation.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, I would say it's maybe adopting some sort of cultural symbolism from a different, you know, culture and then having that disrespected in some form mm-hmm. by not understanding what the history or context behind that symbol is, or attire, or use of language, and so on and so forth. So to me, it's really taking that and disrespecting the entire meaning and context of that in a different culture.
Right. It's being appropriated yes. outside of its original context.
Yes.
What are some examples of cultural appropriation you can think of?
So, and just a little background. So I am Cameroonian.
Uh-huh.
From the region of Ambazonia. And so I moved here when I was 10 years old and resided in Idaho since. But when I came here, you know, one thing that I really loved, I love fashion. Let's just go back there. I love fashion. And so coming to Idaho, one of the things that I saw was the Native American headpieces, uh-huh. the war bonnets. And I only knew about those war bonnets from watching pop culture.
Right.
Because, you know, celebrities or, you know, people trying to express whatever artistic embolisms they wanted, they would wear those headpieces. So I didn't know that was actually from the Native American culture.
Right, because we're not exposed to Native Americans
exactly.
back home.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All I knew was I seen this back home because we wore it in our culture too.
Right.
So when I came to understand what the symbolism of the war bonnets were for the Native Americans, it really changed my perspective of how I viewed it in pop culture. Because
yeah.
first of all, a lot of people don't understand that the Native American women don't wear the feathery head bonnets. It's usually the men that wear those. But in pop culture, you see different celebrities and mostly women wearing it in a very disrespectful fashion as well. So
right.
that's an example of one that really stood out to me in my growth of maturity. Understood that was definitely cultural appropriation. Yes. So.
And it's a very difficult thing to recognize sometimes.
Yes.
Because it's almost as if every single person has their own idea of what cultural appropriation is and where the line is.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the important thing is to have a conversation.
Absolutely.
And acknowledge and recognize that even you thinking you're the most diverse, most tolerant, most open-minded person in the world, even you are capable of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Everyone's capable of culturally appropriating something.
Of something.
Yes.
Yeah. Cultural appropriation is the adoption of elements of one culture by members of another culture, including cultural and religious traditions, fashion, symbols, language, and music. It differs from acculturation, assimilation, or cultural exchange in that it is a form of colonialism. Cultural elements are copied from a minority culture and used outside of their original cultural context. The original meaning of these cultural elements becomes lost or distorted and reduced to exotic fashion or toys, which is viewed as disrespectful and as a form of desecration by members of the original culture. When this is done, the imitator who does not experience the oppression of the minority group is able to temporarily play the exotic other without experiencing any of the daily discriminations faced by the minority. So when respecting other cultures or maybe admiring a part of a culture that you want to maybe express and adopt in your own way, what kind of questions do you think we should be asking ourselves in our minds in order to draw that line? Is this cultural appropriation? Or is it not?
You know, as far as questions, I wouldn't know what to ask.
Yeah.
I think the best thing to do is have a conversation.
Absolutely.
With someone from that culture. Because, I mean, I could sit here by myself asking those questions. Oh, I really want to wear this, but I don't know if I'm culturally appropriating this.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you can go on Google and do some research, but
yeah.
I think it's best when you talk to someone from that culture.
Seek them out.
Absolutely.
Have a conversation.
Conversations go a long way. I feel like conversations are the root. It's important for those interactions to happen. So having that conversation with someone, they can maybe tell you a little bit more and give you a little bit more meaning as to why, you know, they see this and how they carry that in their culture, will really help you understand if that is something you're culturally appropriating or something you're admiring and giving respect to. So
right.
I say before anything, you move forward with anything, definitely have a conversation about this.
Right, with somebody from that
Absolutely.
Originating culture, you know.
Absolutely.
Get some information, try and understand the history.
Yes.
Trying to understand the symbolism of these things. Is it sacred?
Yes.
Is the original meaning being carried through fully?
Absolutely.
And then ask yourselves things about capitalism. Am I making money off of this?
Yes.
Is the original group losing something?
Mm-hmm. Or even just how's your use of that misconceptualizing that item or even misinforming people through your actions? Okay, so it's funny because this just happened to me yesterday, and I really appreciated this, but I had a friend, we went to high school together, and she is a teacher, and she's trying to teach her students about the African continent, but she reached out to me, and I really respected this, the fact that she reached out to me to ask, you know, I'm trying to put up a curriculum for my students, but I really want to know how I can embed some of these elements while being mindful of the meanings and how to carry on this conversation with my students and not culturally appropriate it. And I really respected that.
Wow, that
coming
is beautiful.
From her. Yes, yes. And so I'm just glad that even in her mind of being aware about it, she took the extra step to asking and seeking out a conversation in order to understand that what she was doing was remaining respectful of that continent and so, or that country or whatever, that culture. So I really, really admired that about her. And I think if more people just took that extra step to have those conversations and get a better understanding of what they're doing, it's going to shift from cultural appropriation to more
cultural exchange.
Exactly. Absolutely. And that's what we want.
That's what we're trying to get towards.
Yes.
How can this concept of cultural appropriation help people to navigate diversity in their own community?
I think it really opens up. Again, it opens up the possibility or the opportunities for conversations. And quite honestly, Christoph, I feel like everyone, no matter where you're from, wants to speak. They want to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
They want their voices acknowledged. They want to be respected. So in that, I think when we talk about cultural appropriation within our own community, it's really having those opportunities about having those conversations, meeting new people, and understanding how life is from their walk or their perspective and their experiences.
Absolutely.
And so I'm glad that we can have this exchange right here in this studio.
Yes.
Talking about this, because the way you navigate the world and the way I navigate the world is completely different.
Absolutely.
But then you come into those areas of similarities, and that's what makes the human experience so beautiful, is though we may seem so different in these different aspects and culture and experiences, there's something to learn from one another, and there's something to relate about one another. And so I encourage people to ask questions, have conversations, and really be open-minded to have the cultural exchange and knowledge and information about things that you may not understand or things that you're just curious about. So, and I think that's, everyone's curious. And so don't be scared to ask questions. Just be mindful that you're doing it in a respectful way.
Absolutely. Respect is everything.
Respect is everything.
Navigating Diversity is a weekly series that airs on Friday morning at 7:35 a.m. on KISU-FM. Join us next week as we continue to navigate diversity with an insightful discussion on diversity in healthcare. You can find all episodes and more information at kisu.org/programs/navigatingdiversity.